Marcia McMahon, and I'm so pleased to honor the late John Lennon on my program this evening. And along with John, we're also featuring his music as synthesized from spirit through the mediumship of the late Robert Murray and the permission of James Murray. And we'll be playing John and George of the Half Beats. They call themselves the Half Beats now, and in the Heavenly Realms, and they play at the club. And we're going to be talking about their work from spirit and reading inspirational messages, channeled messages from John by myself, and excerpts from my book, Notes from John, Messages from Across the Universe. And, of course, on the Peaceful Planet, we're dedicated to bringing the planet into the higher vibrations of truth, love, and peace, and assisting you light workers and peace workers on their journey to wholeness. So you can join us each Saturday at 6 p.m. every other Saturday and 4 p.m. Pacific as we put out messages from the angels, the ascended masters, and we interview cutting-edge authors and world teachers on topics of peace, alternative healing, musical talent, and the Jesus mysteries. So there's a lot going on in the world this evening, and I know all people tuning in tonight have asked me to share some angel messages and mini readings, which I'll be getting to in a little while. But first, I'd like to air some of the thoughts of the late and great John Lennon and honor him, because on the 8th will be his anniversary of his tragic passing into spirit. And I've been honored to work with John since the inception of the Peaceful Planet, since 2005 or before, when John came to me in my living room as I was doing silent meditation and my channeling work, and he popped in and gave me a brief message of encouragement that I would get my work out with Diana in my first book titled Princess Diana's Message of Peace. And exciting news on that line, that book, which is now out of print, is being printed and published by a wonderful lady publisher known as Dorothy Mercer of MercerPublications.com. And since I've lost a lot of the use of my right hand, and I'm a right-handed artist and author, Dorothy has been an angel to step in and help me with these angelic tasks that I still have as an author, a writer, a channel, and, you know, all the good things that I do for the light. So the new book is the republication of the old book, Princess Diana's Message of Peace. It's very powerful because Diana insisted that I get her messages out to key political people and warn them of going into Iraq or making war, and all of her predictions, or most of them in the book, did come true. And then I got to know John through Diana because they're in the same circle of friendship on the other side as it is in life, it is in death as well, that the very famous and very powerful people and the creative artists and all the greats hang together. And John will refuse to be called an ascended master, but actually I believe we could all agree that he was a master of music and songwriting, and in his accomplishments with the Beatles on Earth, he was probably the greatest master of music. Even Diana commented in her book that he affected the Earth grid in such a way as to create love around the world with his music. So on that point, we can all honor the late John Lennon and also George Harrison, who works with him. And this is about honoring John, but I can't not mention George, because George is part of the Half Beats, and John now tells me that he's working with also David Bowie, and that they will be presenting music to me at a later time through James Murray, who's now channeling the music and doing the work of Robert Murray and continuing the StarStillShine.com. So we thank Robert, James, and John, George, and the Halfbeats for their contribution to Earth. So I'd like to explain a little bit how this channeling process with John got started and how I got connected to Robert Murray. So to backtrack a little, Robert and I were both channeling Princess Diana in around 2001 or two, and we became connected through our websites. And then one day I started to sort of hum a tune, and by the way, have no musical talent whatsoever, and I do not create this music. I only channel the lyrics to it. And so I was getting these downloads of lyrical compositions, you might say, from John, and I contacted Robert Murray in the email, and I said, "Hey, Bob, I have some interesting lyrics. I think they're from John." And he wrote me back about a week later, and he said, "John has something he wants to share with you." And so I wondered what that is, and I was wondering if it may have been music, but I thought maybe it would be just some more lyrics, since Robert is also a very fine channel and produced so many masterpieces of e-books and books, primarily The Stars Still Shine, Volume 1 and 2. So in the mail, I received a CD sometime later, and there was a letter, and then there also was a package with a CD in it. And I had been listening to the radio on my way over to the P.O. box, and it was the old Beatles tune, With Love From Me to You, written by John, of course. And oddly enough, John always signs off that way or a similar way. And so, lo and behold, at the bottom of the pile of the junk mail was this beautiful CD titled With Love From John. Interesting that those lyrics were running through my head as I opened the CD. And in it was a CD from Robert Murray of his channeled tunes as synthesized from John Lennon. And I was just nearly faint. I was so, what a confirmation. I had chills running through me, and I thought, this is really an exciting project. Well, the project has led me to create this book titled Notes from John. It's a play on word because basically John has given me messages of peace for all these years since I've been airing on the Peaceful Planet. And then also as well, he's creating all these lyrical sounds with George from the Heavenly Realms, which I in no way claim to be musical, by the way. I'm an art person. I'm an artist, a fine artist. I do angel paintings, and my painting is on the cover. You can check the BBS website radio show Peaceful Planet, and you can see the cover of Notes from John. That's an original watercolor I did. But basically, I'm an art person, and for me to be doing anything with music is just so unusual because John always teases me and says, "I can't carry a tune." He says, "You know, love, you're a great channel, but you really can't carry a tune." So I really miss Bob Murray and working with him, but James is a great guy, and we've had him on the show, and in 2 weeks, James is going to come back. So we want to remember all the good times that John Lennon gave us. Most firmly in my mind, what stands out, of course, for many of us is the first appearance he made on the Ed Sullivan Show and the big appearance that they made when they got off the plane and the press interviewed them. And the Fab Four were just joking around with the press and being their witty self. They were just so funny. And every time the press would ask a serious question, they reply with some, you know, nonsensical witticism, and then they go round and round and get funny, and everyone loved them for their humor, but John really won the hearts of a lot of people because of his magnificence in poetic quality and so many of the great tunes that he created, such as All You Need Is Love, and of course his work with Yoko, which was so significant in the peace movement, and also is a great title in my life, and is so many Beatles music that just brings you right back to the truth and the love that was the Beatles. So anyway, I'd like to read for you now John's latest few messages from Spirit, and then we're going to play some more music, and then we're going to open our lines for some mini one-minute readings with the angels. And so stay tuned, because we have a wonderful show for you this evening. And also, I'd like to put thought out there that if you're feeling a little discouraged because of the change in the weather or the, you know, the presidential elections or any personal sadness at this time of the holidays, which frequently does affect all of us in one way or another, that the angels want you to know that you're loved, you're always protected, and you're here to be a light worker, and you're here to hold joy and light and love for the planet. And so don't forget that your function is very important. You're very much needed on this earth at this time to create more of the love and joy and harmony that may seem missing at the moment, because we can be the grounding point and the expression of that love and that peace and that joy and that unity and that oneness that John Lennon so well embodied in his message to the public so many years ago. So John was really a great wayshower and great light worker, and we miss him all and love him so very dearly. And there was no talent like him. He was irreplaceable. But I know you're going to love the music we present this evening, and I'm going to be sharing some of the wonderful lyrics that John has created with me in the book, and you'll be amazed to hear the same wit and the same humor come through, because I couldn't make things like this up. So without further ado, I'm going to read my first John Lennon message to his fans this evening, channeled December 3rd for the anniversary of his tragic passing to spirit on December 8th. And he's speaking here about his new music On the Other Side with George. So I'm saying, hello, John, hearing your voice. John, Marcia, my love, I'm thrilled to be on your wonderful show this evening, The Peaceful Planet. Thank you for the honor of putting me on air. I'm happy to announce that I'm doing more and more with the music with James and Bob through The Stars Still Shine and your show, and you'll be soon getting a special gift in the mail. I'm cluing you in, love. We also want to turn people on to peace the world over. That was my mission in my life, this last life as John Lennon, and it still is from the heavenly realms, to turn people on to peace through the power of the people right on. So while you listen tonight, remember me in life. Remember that all you needed was love. Marcia, you got me tearing up with that tune in my head going round in my life. It's rolling in sadly through my mind now, and I'm tearing up a little bit for you. There are places I remember, and some have so much changed. John, well, we don't want people dwelling on my anniversary and the sadness and death. I want people to instead focus on how I'm presenting myself to the millions now, and also to your show in the Quantum Conversations, and to remind our listening audience that there is no such thing as death. I'm all fine here working in the studio with George today, and we're coming closer to the Christmas holiday. By the way, we do celebrate the holidays over here, and we do special programs for the kids that have recently crossed over. And I'm also working with David Bowie on some very interesting new tunes. The music we are doing now is so much of a fusion of what George and I and David add so much of a new dimension with his own unique brand of music, of course. I do wish to take time, you to take time to slow down, do some of your wonderful painting again, because I think there's going to be a spiritual channel waiting to present a portrait to you soon. I'm glad that you're keeping up with your creativity, and congratulations on your republishing of your first book, Princess Diana's Message of Peace. You see, I told you it would all work out, love. Excuse me. Excuse me. The music that we're doing now is so much of a fusion. Oh, I said that. Okay. I think there's going to be a spiritual channel waiting to present a portrait soon. And I'm glad you're keeping up with your creativity. Congratulations on publishing your first book, Princess Diana's Message of Peace. See, I told you would all work out. And I see you're working so hard on healing for yourself, and that you're here and well and keeping going on all your projects. That's a lot of hard work, love. When you get the music from James, just be sure that you take time to jot down the lyrics, even if nothing else, for fun. I want to share with all my fans the world over that I did affect the earth grid with my music and the power of love and the power of the peace, and we can overcome any challenge on earth. And we do see new challenges coming up, and we're going to need a lot of light workers and a lot of peace workers to stick together. It's actually the younger generation in college right now that's demonstrating for peace and against the bigotry and hatred that was the campaign. And I've said I've met the guy in life and found him to be a womanizer, but I feel he's not presidential material. But that is more a topic for you and Diana to explore. And the diplomacy is very much needed right now with the state of the world and all. You'll be meeting new light workers that are going to join you on the program and channel me. And don't forget to get in touch with David Young as well. There's others out there. It would be nice to have them come together over me. Marcia, John, you always make me laugh with the puns you insert into the conversations that are always references to your brilliant songs. I wish we could do a whole tribute hour, but I'm really proud to present The Peaceful Planet and the Radical Dolphins, Something for Gossamer Wings, Traveling Through Botswana, and there are some other of the best examples of yours and George's half-beats music. John goes on to say, we want to assure our listeners that all is well with George and I, and everyone survives death, and everyone gets to continue in their mission, if they so choose, from the other side. I, for one, am really happy to be having my new band together and still be presenting music to the world through your show and through other of my musicians that I do channel through throughout the world. I want to mention your books, Notes from John. It makes a lovely Christmas gift, and it's from my heart to yours. I send you all my love, and Marcia, my dear, and I'm wishing all your listeners a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year, and be prepared for surprises this year. That's all I've got to say to cheer you now. So, dear, we'll close out from some of my tunes from the other side. This is John Lennon coming through, and remember peace, remember love, and remember my love to Yoko as well. So that's John's brief message for this evening, and I'll be sharing others of his messages throughout the evening as we tune in to more of the tunes from the half beats. I need to check my notes here. So we're going to play another tune. Let me check my time. Oh, we're going to open the lines for mini readings, and I will begin playing some music. And then you can call, and if we can take your call, we'll take a one-sentence question, and you have to give me your name. And if we don't have callers, we'll just play the music. So I'd like to now turn to Radical Dolphin Mix, and if no one is calling at this instant, I'll put out the number, and then I'll play the song. So the number is 888-627-6008, and you can call in with one question and give me your name. And if you'd like a mini reading for this evening, I'm open to taking calls. I'm a channel for Archangel Michael, and I will connect with someone, or I will give you some insight into your personal dilemma. So let's play the Radical Dolphin Mix, and then we'll come back to taking your calls. Thank you very much. Stay tuned.
Radical dolphin swimming the seas, know something's up on feels it's true, living in the blue, hung in shimmering waters. Radical dolphin feeling something new, a
about to be born.
This is James Murray on behalf of Marcia McMahon, host of Peaceful Planet, inviting you to join us as we share messages from the Ascended Masters and Archangels with the intention of lifting you up into a higher vibration of love and peace for the planet. Do you like music, angels, and channeling? Are you spiritual, a psychic, or a healer? Then tune in to Peaceful Planet every other Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Central on BBS Radio Station 1. Each week, we bring you cutting-edge world teachers, and we share with you profound works like the Jesus Mysteries, the Ascension Series, and other divinely inspired messages and music. Do you want to accelerate your spiritual purpose? If so, then sign up for a psychic reading, Reiki healing, or an angel class with spiritual teacher Marcia McMahon. Just visit DianaSpeaksToTheWorld.com for more information. You'll also find divinely inspired channel artwork from Princess Diana, John Lennon, and Archangel Michael. Don't forget to check out Marcia's latest release, available on Amazon.com, entitled Notes from John, Message from Across the Universe, featuring the messages of the late John Lennon and inspired lyrics to the songs of the Halfbeats. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to hearing from you on the Peaceful Planet Show, every other Saturday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio Station 1.
So, thank you for listening to The Radical Dolphin. And it was a wonderful work. It was composed musically by Robert Murray. I wrote the lyrics to it, and then one of the former show hosts of the BBS radio, Chris Morris, performed it and added in those wonderful sound effects for the dolphin cries and all kinds of watery sounds. And I'd like to share with you another anniversary message from the late John Lennon, given in 2009. And we're honoring John this evening. And after I read this message, I will be answering any many readings that you would like to call in. So this is titled John Lennon Speaks on the Anniversary, December 8th. Love is All You Need.
Darnell Lantu.
Hello. Hello. Do we have a caller?
This is Charnel.
Oh,
this is Charnel.
Good evening. How are you, Charnel? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing great. What can you tell me?
Well, usually we ask you to give your name and state your question, and then I'll examine the question in detail and give you what Spirit has to say or what I feel. So,
my name is Charnel Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see in my future?
Oh, tuning in. I see that you are prospered in your current business with doTERRA oils, and that will be, it's already expanding greatly, and you're doing very well. I think for the new year, you're going to be setting some goals for yourself, some personal goals, doing some healing work, possibly using the oils in a spiritual way to cleanse the chakras. The angels are giving me the information that you need to practice more with the Reiki and introduce that into your circles, and as well do some personal clearing and cleansing, maybe take up a new diet or a new exercise regime for the new year. So I say that with all due respect and blessings to you, Charnel. Thank you for calling
you.
In. All right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And Charnel, would you like to give your website out for where people can access your fine oils? Charnel is a distributor of doTERRA. You can certainly give us the website while you're on air with us.
Okay. mydoTERRA.com/Charnel Freeman. And it's the number one after that.
Yes, and Charnel's a very fine teacher and trainer of the essential oils, and we've presented some local programs together, and So thank you, and I would encourage all their listeners to tune in to her website. And thank you again, Charnel, for calling in, and we'll talk to you very soon. Blessings to you this evening.
Okay,
I hope all is
Blessings
well.
To you as well. Mm-hmm.
Pardon me? Okay. So if we don't have any other callers, I will read the message John Lennon speaks on the anniversary from 2009 on page 144 of my book, Notes from John. So this was channeled quite some time ago, and I've been working with John for many years. Hello, John. I know it's your anniversary and wanted to check in with you and say how much we all loved you and still do, John. John, Marcia, my love, you're great to stop in and say hello. I know you've been busy on Christmas and all the responsibilities you have daily. Don't forget you can set aside an hour a day to get to the book and our mutual friend Julian soon. Marcia, knowing how your fans feel about the great loss of your talent and your physical presence here, is there something you want to convey to the fans out there, John? There are many on my email list that want to know what's up with you. John, yeah, we've said so much before, but I will always love my fans. After all, being a Beatle and singing about love was what I came for. I was one of the luckiest person in the world. Of course, I never knew it, as I had so many things going in my life. I loved them all, no pun intended, but I loved songwriting the most with Paul. I used to write the poems, and Paul would work on the musical part. Then I'd get on with that and back and forth, and we spent many, many hours in the studio doing that. It usually took a while to write some of the better songs we are known for. Marcia, yes, and what about now, John? I know you're writing more tunes through several of your channels. I love everything you sent me, but really, Radical Dolphin happens to be one of my favorites. It has a flavor of Yellow Submarine, a bit, with a reference to the seas and the waves. John, well, George and I are writing songs all the time, and we've done so much more since you've taken time to channel the lyrics. Bob has channeled some of the lyrics into the songs, as you know, too. When time permits, we'll send more lyrics to you. Marcia, John, are there any other messages for today, then? John, at this point, I really want people to understand the importance of world peace and that with ascension around the corner, we've got to get there. We can't allow for any more justifications for war, including the war in Afghanistan. Terrorism is a complex issue. I know and I understand it must be met in different ways. Love is the answer to terrorism, just as love everyone and don't destroy people because that isn't love. No God or divine creator would possibly want you to kill your brother or mother or whatever. It's got to be understood in that part of the world, and maybe that's the job for you and Diana. As for me, truth has always been quite simple. Love is all you need. And then on that note, I wish to say to my fans that if they have love in their hearts, that is all they need to progress and they want to do. Please turn on to peace before it's too late. All my loving, John. P.S. George sends his love to all his fans, too. George and John of the Halfbeats. So this reference is channeled on the anniversary of the tragic loss of a beloved friend, John. It's spoken before of the importance of love in his earlier message and as well his role as a Beatle. But this message is particularly dedicated to your listeners out there in the peaceful planet land and to his fans, and it confirms his efforts for peace even from the afterlife. So that's really interesting that all people have an afterlife, even great talents, and they continue to go on with their work, more or less pick up right where they left off. So it's pretty amazing now to hear that John is working also with David Bowie, and I haven't had the pleasure of meeting or channeling David Bowie, but I may soon. I've connected with some friends around the world that have been hearing from David lately, namely James Murray and Robert. And immediately when Bowie passed, I sensed that he was with John. Of course, they wrote the song Fame. David performed it, and John wrote it in the 70s, and it was a great hit, and really powerful music. So Bob tells me that I'm going to be able to learn to channel through actually visiting the other side. Bob Murray had a slightly different way of channeling. I remain here on the earth plane as I receive the signals, and then write the words as I receive them. Bob actually makes a little journey over to the other side, and of course Bob is on the other side now, but when I had a chat with Bob a couple months ago, he insisted that I journey over to see his new house on the other side. So everybody tunes into spirit a little bit differently. So I'm taking mini reading and doing mini readings and taking your calls, as well as playing the tunes of the half beats. And I want to put out the message. The number is 888-627-6008. And if you would like to call in, you can state your name and your question, and I will do my best to give you a mini reading. I do angel classes and soul readings with Archangel Michael, and I've worked nationally and internationally all over the world. I have clients from everywhere, and generally I get on Skype so I can better tune into your vibration when I do a personal reading. Usually what I do is a soul reading with Archangel Michael, and we won't be getting into anything lengthy this evening because we're enjoying the tunes and the messages from John and George. But nonetheless, I just want to put it out there to our audience that that is my gift. And I also do enlightenedhypnosis.net, where I do past life readings and Akashic readings. And I'm very into and dedicated to serving all my clients. I'm a Reiki master, and I'm teaching angelic Reiki on the 11th of December. That's next weekend. And I will be hosting a class all day in Reiki Level 1 with an intro to the angels. But I didn't come to work with the angels all of a sudden. It was gradual. I worked with Diana for a while, long, long number of years, and did peace work with her before I connected to John. And then gradually I connected to the entire Ascended Realms and Saint Germain. And now I'm having the honor of also working with the angelic realm, Archangel Michael, Metatron. And I do retreats for people, and I give public presentations of my channeled works and also my artwork. So I'm an artist, and I do portraits of Princess Diana and John and George, and then I also channel the angels. I just completed a new painting called Archangel Gabriel, and it's all in kind of golden hues with a very light blonde hair. And Gabriel has both of them, carries a divine masculine and feminine energy. And I'll be adding that to the website soon. So anyway, I'd like to bring through a collective message of the angels with Archangel Michael and Master Saint Germain, if we don't have any callers. But before I do that, I'd like to play a song. And that's going to be Appreciated Angels by John, as inspired by John, by Robert Murray. So right now, we're going to listen to Appreciated Angels.
Thank you.
appreciated Angels, and I'd like to share with you some channeled lyrics that go to that song as influenced by the late John Lennon. The lyrics go, appreciate the angels in your life, appreciate what we have done and are and all about you now. More than you can know, the angels have hover around you, helping more than you can appreciate. Appreciate the angels more than you can ever know. We appreciate the angels more. There's a way to know the truth. The truth is within. Angels hover near and all about us. We know we are one in light and love. We are one forevermore. Appreciate the angels in your life, for you know that we don't live forever. Sometimes looking back, I see the angels were there for me in my life as John. For it's true that I can be an angel for you now, looking down from the state of glory, as it were, looking down upon the earth, lifting her up to a new place. Wings of angels bring peace again to earth, and we know we are as one. Angels bring us peace. I'll be looking down from this exalted estate, appreciated angels in my life. And now I see you all looking down on you. I'm an angel now with love from John Lennon. So isn't that a beautiful way to look at life from that perspective? And he's speaking to each one of us as we tune into his vibrations this evening. Now I have a real classic of a message that I know Doug and Don will really appreciate. It was channeled in July of 2006, and it's titled, John Lennon Speaks on Free Love, The Beatles, and BBS Radio. So I give my grateful thanks to Doug and Don Newsom, the brilliant people behind the radio program that started way back in 2004. And so without further ado, I'll read this message. It's from an excerpt from my book, Notes from John, Messages from Across the Universe, and it's on page 105. Dear John, I'm here on the page and making contact. How is life on the other side these days? John, coming in loud and clear, pretty much the same, dear Marcia. George and I have been creating lots of new music and will be featuring it on your great show soon. Marcia, I got to thinking to ask Don to revise the music debut we did so that it comes in loud and clear, as he said that some of it was barely audible. John, yeah, at the very least that should be done, so you do get noticed as you're going to go big. Marcia, you keep telling me that, John. I suppose Bob Murray will go big since it's his music. I like the lyrics in the mass consciousness. There is now such a profound need for peace. We have Israel and Palestine on the verge of the war, and the North Korean dictator launching missiles on the 4th of July. Seems to me that there are nations around this world that want aggressive military action besides the United States, which feels entitled to military action. John, your message and your work couldn't be more important than now, especially since Diana's words can prevent further terror on America. I'm not a patriot, as you know, and I was the rebel spirit in the Beatles, but nonetheless, I don't want any more war upon America, because America is the only free country among just a few. We had to go big in America as the Beatles, because that was where the future light workers of ascension would be. We had them in England, too, the whole generation, but without the freedom there in America, there wouldn't have been free love. And although it was Yoko and I, our dream on our honeymoon, for God's sake, and it caught on big in America. That's why so much channeling and work with angels is happening in America. America is the spiritual leader and the leader for all spiritual waves. And frankly, BBS Radio is the leader for radio in America. It's what every station should be. There are dark forces that don't want this kind of light work and peace work being done. We applaud Don and his brother Doug for their efforts. We'd like to see all his shows out there, but particularly yours, Marcia, and can have a wide-ranging effect of peace through both the music and through Diana's words being read on air. Marcia, well, John, that's quite a compliment. I'm going to share this with our producer, Don and Doug Newsom, and I think they'll be pleased with the extraordinary effort. John, by all means, share my thoughts with your friends, Don and Doug, with my blessing, and remember, all you need is love. Marcia, thanks for your communication here. I look forward to more music with Bob Murray. John, yeah, we'll be sending through Bob, We'd like to ask our listeners to please call the station and request songs during your show tonight. We want to put it out there and really make an impact. So if you happen to know any of the tunes and you'd like to call our station and ask for one of the tunes, we have quite a few different tunes still lined up, and we're almost nearing the end of the hour. Our number to call for a mini reading or to request a particular song, such as Peaceful Planet, Peaceful Planet Next, or Abandoned Sax, you can call the line for a mini reading at 888-627-6008, or simply press 1 if you're listening through the app on iTunes. And if there are no calls, I would like to play, let me see, what was I thinking? Traveling Through Botswana, as inspired by George. It's a great tune. And when we get back, I have a collective of the Archangel messages, which we'll close out on. By George Harrison, and it's called Traveling Through Botswana. I want to thank all of our listeners out there this evening, and I hope you enjoyed listening to our unique musical selections and wonderful messages from the other side from the late John Lennon. And I want to encourage you to check out my book, Notes from John, on Amazon and my website, www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com, where you can see beautiful messages from the late Diana on world peace, and also hear interviews that I've done recently with Notes from John. I'll be appearing on Quantum Conversations this Thursday, the 8th, to commemorate John's anniversary and share more on acoustichealth.com. Also, we thank James Murray of thestarstillshine.com for providing the brilliant music, and I especially thank Doug and Don Newsom for providing a wonderful platform for peace and love from the peaceful planet. We'll join you in 2 weeks on the 17th when James Murray makes his reappearance and shares more from the other side through Robert Murray. So join us again in 2 weeks, and I'm signing off for this evening. Thank you for joining us on the peaceful planet, and do contact me through the website. Good night for now, and many blessings.